go, go, it's a green bar. What are you gonna do about it? Have you had yours today? America's got green bar.
Bar.
Green bar. Hey everybody, it's the Spy vs. Pie podcast.
Hey!
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Thursday.
August 23rd, 2007. It's August, it's the Thursday. What else, what can you say about Thursday? That guy, that wacky dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday. Always up to something. Hi, Jinx.
Always right up to Friday.
Yeah, it's true. How was your day off?
It was good.
Did you go on a pig dick?
Mm-hmm.
Pig dick. What did you have? Fried chickens?
Got there a little late. Yeah, I got there a little late. Didn't eat much.
Oh, really? Was it a company picnic or something? Or?
Yeah, I was mostly there to pick up Heather. It should have been there somewhere.
Ah, I see. So
by the time we got there, everyone who wanted to see the kids had already left, so I kind of fucked up. Yep.
The kids didn't really miss out on anything at all, did they? They didn't care about meeting those assholes.
Right.
So, ultimately, your job as a parent was a success.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't know any different. They weren't really looking forward to meeting those people, were they?
That's good.
Come on. Yeah. You don't think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yep. So, in other news.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
I got new pillows.
So now, there we go. Now I can, all right,
now
take
I can,
it home.
Now I can finally stop talking about it forever. So, done. Check.
Do tell. Buckwheat, are they?
No.
Nice, perhaps?
No. Just big, fat, queen-size pillows. Fit for a queen.
That.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've had the same pillows for, as you know, as everyone knows, for 100 years. They're made of wicker and pebbles.
Did you get King of Queens character pillows?
Yes. I originally wanted to get the set because it's more aesthetically pleasing, but then I thought, you know what would be more functional is two Kevin James pillows. It's a bit mm-hmm. gay, but I think ultimately it was the right decision.
Mm-hmm. I would have got Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
Made of burlap.
I know, and it's a bit lumpy.
Made of burlap full of applesauce.
It's a bit lumpy. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to constantly be fluffing it is my thing.
I tell you this much, I've never seen that show, not once, not a single time.
But you've listened season one.
Season two. I didn't even start at season one. I listened to the 10 episodes of season two over the course of
audio.
11 o'clock last night to sometime.
Maybe you'd like to clue everybody in on how you accomplished this task.
I listened to it.
Did you find them online to watch?
No, to listen to.
Is there a site that has just listening to capability of showness?
No, there's just one guy who just posted some shows like
just
that.
Just audio tracks of, because mm-hmm. that's the best way to experience that program.
Well, it, not to see. There's only a couple times where I could tell it was a visual joke. It was good. It's fun. That show is, I've seen enough. I've seen enough and I only heard the audio.
Right.
Definitely, do not let Wilma find out that,
it's classic sitcom. I think it's, better than some. It's not the worst, but it's very, very formula sitcom, you know.
Yeah, middle of the road, toeing the line, doing the thing, mm-hmm. showing up.
It's true. It's not.
It's funny because it's about like this kind of a white collar slob of a kind of a dick face dude anyway. So it's like, well, of course,
mm-hmm.
this show is exactly as it claims to be.
But you know what's funny is that there's the sort of like new.
I meant blue collar. Did I say white collar?
You did.
I got collar war around here, you know.
You know what they should do? make all the chicks wear blue lipstick. And then when you wear your blue collar, come home, got lipstick on your collar, wife doesn't find out. And then also, it will be the future, because in the future, people like blue makeup.
And food, I guess.
And blue food, and steaming drinks. Not steaming, smoking. Dry icing.
Nah.
Dry icing on a cake, what do you think?
They're like really cold because of the global warming.
Yes. I was thinking the other night, Arrested Development, they show that on the CBC, which is kind of nice of them to do, because the CBC doesn't always show quality programming. And so they're showing Arrested Development, I think, from the beginning, and it's good. And what's weird is that when they cut to commercial, you know, I don't know, you've watched that program before, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. You mean just sort of a little bit?
I watched about 6 episodes in a row.
Oh, dude,
from some site that was streaming them in reverse order.
No way.
So I was getting all the major plot points.
You gotta do yourself a favor. Get the DVDs. No. Download the thing. That's, whatever you gotta do. No. I know you hate David Cross, but he is not even.
Got nothing to do with that.
Okay. Well, then what does it have to do with Jeffrey Tambor?
I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
I'm done with TV.
No, you're not.
Oh yeah.
Don't you ever say that.
No, it's true.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. But
for those of you at home, blah 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 blah. Go ahead.
You're missing out. It's an excellent program, and you would really enjoy it because it's really smart and funny. You like The Office, though, right?
Yeah, I used to back when it was on.
Yeah, and when it comes back on again, will you watch it?
Well, that's, you know, I'm not a fortune teller.
All right. Well,
I don't have a advising rod.
Okay.
Ouija board.
Mm-hmm. Why do you gotta be so difficult?
Magic dice?
Magic eye? anyway, I was watching... Well, you've seen that show, and you've seen The Office, and you know that that's kind of a new-ish sort of style of show, single camera, almost sort of documentary style, sort of non-sitcom kind of show, you know?
Well,
kind of busting out of the genre, sort of. But I was watching Arrested Development, and then I kind of realized that it isn't really as different as people make it out to be. There's still typical, like, misunderstanding and, you know, don't let so-and-so see so-and-so else and all that kind of stuff. Like, all that typical stuff. And they do it, too, but they just present it in a different way, slightly. But mainly, it's just good writing and good jokes and good characters and all that. So that's the difference, you know? It's not so much that I don't think it's that sitcoms are, the format-wise, are tired and all that, but it's just a matter of whether you can write anything good and funny anymore. And I think there's hope for sitcoms.
You're saying, basically, that Alf is just the personification of Max Wright's gambling problem or something, right? Like, there was no alien. It was the... You know, it's like the elephant.
It was cut exactly. Yeah. Go back and watch it. You'll see. We've had this discussion many times on the show. I don't even know if we need to talk about it again. But for those who don't recall, go back in the archives. I don't really want to go into it too much. But yeah, Alf is not really about an alien. So you had that.
There's not even an alien actually on the show. It's allegory, man.
That's right.
Allegory.
Alphagory.
Yep.
Alphagetti.
How they came up with that term and that term. Plus Snarf Quest. That's
Alpha Getty Images. And then the other thing that I got to thinking about last night, after watching some bad friggin' Hallmark TV movie of the month thing,
And Then He Raped Me. Is it that one? Is it? were you watching Lifetime?
Yeah. What?
Oh, the Hallmark Channel.
It wasn't that, but it was one of those types of movies about. New Orleans back when friggin' slaves weren't really slavey anymore, and you know the coloreds were becoming prominent with bursting flavor crystals, and some people didn't like it so much, and it was just very. I thought for the longest time, I watched it for probably about 4 minutes, expecting to see Bernie Mac pop up and do something wacky, or, you know, Chris Farley showing which way the wagons should go and stuff.
We were waiting for it to make that turn, and it
But it totally didn't, because it was cheap. It was sort of like cheap period stain drama.
Yep.
And you know, when they do a comedy like that, that's just sort of window dressing, you know? Like, they don't really spend too much time on making it historically good or making the costumes. They don't, you know, they're like, well, you get the idea, right? And so that's kind of how I was feeling. And then after about 4 minutes, when there was no jokes, I was like, well, this is either the worst one of those movies or it's just some shitty thing. And it was just some shitty thing. But I was watching a guy carry a crate around. It was supposed to be like a heavy, you know, trunk full of books or something that somebody was moving. And I got to thinking how, and I often do think about this, how it's a little practice acting skill, sort of, to act as though containers are full. Like a coffee cup or especially a beer can or a pop can. That's very difficult to give the illusion that that is actually full of beverage that you are actually drinking. Do you agree?
Yes, they should weight the bottoms of those things.
Or just use a half full one and don't actually drink out of it. You know, like fake drinking out of it. But there still has to be weight to the object. And you can tell. I know you're not supposed to pay attention to that. No one gives a shit. But I don't know. I just think that it's an acting skill that people should be focusing on, you know? It's like, it makes everything more believable. If you can pretend that crate is actually full of heavy books and make it look like you're really, you know, lugging heavy shit around, and not just like, oh, I'm carrying a cardboard box painted like a crate. I know it wasn't the point of the scene, but... and then that is kind of like, you know, why maybe all actors should take a little bit of mime class or something. I don't know.
There you go.
You don't have to, like, do the full-on mime routine, you know, on screen or anything like that. But those skills would probably help you sell that kind of stuff.
Just a mime workshop would probably do it.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, I just think that it's a bit lazy when they don't do that, and they think no one's going to notice or it's not important. But, you know, I think that you get all the details right, and, you know, so you're on your way to quality.
Agreed.
Great. You gonna review some potato chips or something? You're gonna talk about the ones that you saw, though, right? That you're thinking of reviewing?
No, no, no.
You don't want to put that kind of pressure?
Uh-uh.
All right.
What if they stop making them before I buy them?
Act now.
I would hate for the show to have a dangling plot thread.
Okay.
You know? We've sewn everything so snugly up before.
It's true.
What if there's a map of TV?
Like a flowchart?
No, like a... like a map that shows where all the shows took place.
Oh. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. Because I think I have a feeling that 90% of them happen in New York City.
Five. Oh, there's a lot of Ohio stuff.
Really? I was thinking...
Milwaukee,
okay,
shows.
Maybe like 70% New York. Maybe 20% LA. Right? And 10% other. That's my rough estimate.
I'm going to disagree.
Okay. Boston Common?
Yep.
Coach?
That's one. There
Wings.
You go. I think the other percent is greater than that.
Really? Okay. Probably realistically.
I'm totally content with 80% New York and 10% LA, but I think that the other percent is higher than 10%.
It's possible. Get on that. Make that chart happen.
All right. I'd say 80% New York, 10% LA, and maybe 40% other.
Okay. I'll go with that.
So.
Hey, wait a minute. That doesn't add up.
On the imperial percentage scale, I'm saying.
Oh, right. That's 12 percentage points for every... double it and add 30. That's how you get it. You double it and add 30.
Jump.
All right. Well, I guess I'll let you go. You sound real busy. You're probably...
I'm not busy. No, I'm not busy.
Oh, really?
I'm busy now.
Fucking
no.
Could have fooled me.
Shit.
Oh, I guess I'll let you go. You seem really disinterested.
Oh, I'm interested.
You just got nothing to add.
I guess that's an ad.
Well, add something on to it.
I did the well, they should make a TV map thing.
Yeah, all right, well.
I'm passing the buck back to you. Dude, take it home, Brian.
All right, well, this has been a quick one. I got to get off to work, so.
Oh, come on. You got 4 more minutes to kill here.
Mm-hmm.
4:15.
You want to,
Mouth tag?
Oh, I just thought of something.
All right.
You know how you were... No, I did. And I was going to show you this before, but then I thought, no, I'll save it for when we're doing the show. So you will have no time to think of anything good to say about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Didn't write it into the script. I'm calling an audible.
All right.
That arm wrestling game, did you hear about that? There's one in Japan that they made.
Yep.
And it broke a whole bunch of people's arms.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, pulling it off the shelves or something, off of the arcades.
Right.
And, oh, God, I should find the quote. But anyway, the, like...
Even a woman can beat it?
Yeah, yeah. You saw that one, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, this is designed for regular people to use, and, you know, even women should be able to play this game and do reasonably well at it. And a bunch of people got their arms broken. And they're saying that, oh, it's probably because they were doing it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty extreme. But,
it is. I don't know if it's the same game that you were playing. But if it required you and your dad to yard on it in order to beat not even the final boss.
This was a number of years ago, too. So
maybe the technology has gotten better.
Something, I don't know. It was plenty hard before. I don't imagine that... I don't know what they're doing. I guess my thought on the matter is perhaps is a fake.
You think that's a fake news?
Yep. I would go ahead and call a fake news on that one.
Okay, I'll call out Jim Snopes and see what he says.
Because I wanted to believe the cardboard dumpling story so bad, and that was a complete fabrication.
Cardboard dumpling?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that story.
Yeah, China dumpling booth guy had been using cardboard 80% in the dumplings and whatnot. Cardboard
stewing grease, stewing up some cardboard and then making a pulp out of it and shoving it.
And the news traveled all over the place. It was all over the NPR and the TV shows and all that stuff. And then turned out the reporter had completely made it up. So
awesome. And also this just in, there used to be a lot of stray cats in the alley behind the Chinese restaurant. But now there ain't so much anymore.
Hmm?
Thereby for saying heretofore that maybe them's is using them animals in the foods.
Whoa.
I done heard that from a guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do I know?
Yeah. It's the same kid from our elementary school who like claimed
the
he
Chinese
saw
kid?
Yeah, no. I don't know, there was always that kid who was lying and saying, like, you know, those kids who are just, like, really bad liars, and they like, oh, no, I saw the new Transformers movie, and Optimus Prime split into two guys, and then there was a girl one or something, and you're like, you're full of shit. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that
John
for a
Lovitz.
Second. John Lovitz.
Old John Lovitz Jr.'s.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And, I don't know. I don't know what it is about kids who lie who are really bad at it.
I guess maybe they have a hard time seeing through lies as well, and perhaps they cannot see that their own lies are in fact shitty.
They're not able to plug the holes in their own boat bottom?
Yeah, maybe they're saying to their brains, I'm a good liar, and then, like, they know that's a lie subconsciously, but, like...
They run it through the filter, and, like, story checks out. As far as I'm concerned, there's no way. There ain't no holes in this one. Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yep. But then some kids, they don't grow out of that so much. You meet the guys who just lied to you about stuff.
Yeah, I read that in the book.
Did you read that about how there was this dude over here a week ago or whatever, this dude that Ollie works with, and he was a little drunk, and we were all drinking a little bit, but he was, I swear, he was one of these kids, and he, like, something happened when he had some drinks, he flipped the switch, and he went into BS mode, and we were talking about whatever, and we were arguing about how many buttons the Super Nintendo controller had, and I'm like, dude, you do not want to get into an argument with me about this. Because I just showed him one and proved him wrong. And then he started saying stuff about Transformers and stuff.
How could he possibly claim was...
He was saying there was 6 button or something. I'm like, oh, including start and select? Because maybe you don't count on his buttons? And he's like, no. Anyway, but then he started saying stuff about Bumblebee and Transformers. And he's like, no.
Wait.
I don't know. Maybe the people that you talk to don't remember stuff about stuff, but it's not...
The shoulder buttons, right?
Oh, of course.
That's 6.
Well, you got the 4 face, you got the 2 shoulders, you got start and select.
Oh, why would you count start and select?
Well, that's what I was asking him. I'm saying, are you counting start and select? Oh, because yeah. You might not count those as actual. And he's like, yeah. And I don't know. But you know what? It's like I don't like to be a know-it-all. And I tried to let as much slide as I could, but I was like, no, you do not talk about Bumblebee that way. He did not have a little radio guy that came out of him and turned into a little robot. You're thinking of Soundwave and his tapes. Bumblebee never had a little guy inside. He was the smallest Autobot. Almost. Except for the other tapes. Autobot tapes that later came out.
You know who I liked was poor Roller. He always seemed like the quadriplegic of the group.
He was the one inside of Optimus Prime's trailer?
Yeah. Didn't transform into shit. Just kind of went...
He was a little drone guy? Yeah, like, if you can have guys on your team... That you can get that are smart and do, you know, like this one's a doctor, this one's a mechanic, this one does this and that.
Are you eating too many raisins?
Yes. Sorry. And if you have the technology to make the Dinobots out of nothing, and okay, yeah, they were really dumb, but they could still transform and they could still talk and communicate and, you know, they were pretty useful and stuff. Now, why would you make a little retarded guy? Like, that's just mean.
Maybe that... he was his poop.
What? I guess it's possible.
Maybe all of their poop could drive.
I never thought of it that way. But when everything in that universe was, you know, sentient, and when you had the, like, you know, there were, like, some of them, I think, wasn't it, like, the rhino tape or whatever that talked like a dude? Or was it the lion one or something? You know?
Yeah, like
those guys who... They didn't turn into guys, but they still were intelligent. Yeah. Well, like, I mean...
Why is Laserbeak just going... Meh.
Yeah. I mean, well, Decepticons are evil, and that kind of makes a bit of sense. But for the Autobots to do that? Like, I don't know, man. Yeah. Roller, come on. Well... But if I could, make my poop go and do tasks for me,
Yeah,
I don't want to hear any back talk from it.
No, just little whistles and.
Yeah.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the conclusion. Buzz.
Tune in next time when.
Wait, what?
But. Tune in previously on another time
there
to
you
listen
go.
To
Tune
what we once...
That'll be fun for you.
Last time, we will have said a thing, and then you can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. This time, who can say?
We'll have to wait until the future past.
Mm-hmm.
Days of future past, we will have to wait for.
Alright, well, I'll axe of vengeance you later, so don't forget to Atlantis attacks my... Inferno.
Bye, Peters.
Atlantis Attacks was pretty good.
Linus Attacks?
Atlantis.
Oh, Linus and his blanket.
Yeah.